everyone, welcome to the Nintendo Prime Podcast, episode 89. This is the Game Awards betting special. Back yet again. I think this is our third Game Awards betting special.
Something like that.
Because I know before we even had this YouTube channel, we did one for E3 and the Game Awards that year back in 2016.
Holy cow.
Long time ago for us, man. Feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
So we do have a patron on this week in James. How's it going, my man?
It's going good.
He is one of our $20 patrons, so as a reminder, you can support us on patreon.com/NintendoPrime. $20 a month will get you on the podcast. $10 a month, you get to watch it live as we're recording it, and all of that great stuff. I am your host, as always, Nathaniel Ruffeljans, joined by my co-host,
Eric Moore.
Awesome. And I want to explain a little thing, a couple things going on. First off, Martin is no longer with us. We told you guys about this about a month back. Our podcast editor was likely going to be leaving soon. Due to some stuff going on in his personal life, and unfortunately, this is it. So this will be the first podcast, when you see this on Monday, that I have personally edited in a long, long time. Yeah, he has freed up my weekends immensely.
Sans E3,
yeah. And this is he's immensely freed up my weekends to do other content. So now if content on weekends slows down, you'll know why, because I'm editing the podcast in between spending time with my family. What's also a little different is... we are using new equipment for the finalized version. What you guys are seeing through the live version this week is actually probably better than prior live versions, because you're not seeing the green screen anymore. But that's because I no longer need the live version to make the finalized version. I am using my Lumix G7 now, which should lead, hopefully, to a much higher quality final version. No glitches, all that great stuff. Every now and then, I got to go hit up and hit record. You guys won't see that in the final version. It'll just be edited out. But it is what it is. I actually just glanced at it now to make sure it actually is recording. Yeah, top right corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Again, so there might be some technical difficulties this week, because, again, this is the first time we've actually done this with the podcast.
Yeah, right.
With this equipment.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are doing the Game Awards betting special. So every single time there's an E3 or the Game Awards, sometimes Nintendo directs if we have enough leeway into knowing when they're going to happen, which we normally don't, because they never give us more than 2 days warning. Eric and I make bets against each other. We try to guess certain categories, certain questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. However, you guys will be involved this time around. So what's happening is there are 30 categories at the Game Awards. So just like last year, Eric and I will be picking a winner for each category. James over there is going to be reading off the category and then the nominees, and then Eric and I will write down our answers, and then when we're both ready, we'll announce to you guys what our answers are, so you guys know who we picked. And Eric and I also each have 5 mulligans. So before we start doing this, we'll do a rock, paper, scissors quick to see who wins the option to use their first mulligan. In fact, let me mark my mulligans at the top so I remember I have them. Whoever wins, they get to choose when they want to use their mulligan. The other person cannot use a mulligan until that person uses one. And that mulligan allows us to use James as a second choice on that question. Now, James cannot know what you picked, so there is a chance James might pick the exact same game, same person, same whatever you picked. That's the risk you take with the mulligan. Or there's a chance that he might pick something different than what you picked, so now that gives you a higher chance of getting that category correct, because you will get the point either way. And that can only happen up to 5 times. And if you want to be, an asshole, you could win the rock, paper, scissors, choose to never use your mulligan, which prevents the other person from ever using his mulligans. So, we might use all 5. We might use 1. We might use none. Kind of have to see, play by ear. And I think a lot of it's going to go by the categories of we have no idea. So then we just pick someone and mulligan!
Yeah, right.
So again, we can only do that up to 5 times each. All of you guys, as of Monday, when this podcast goes live for sure, there will be a survey link down in the description you'll be able to click on. You guys will also be able to vote for the winners, and the popular choice in each category will be how we base, what your final choices were. If you guys outscore us, because each category is only going to be worth 1 point. If you guys outscore both Eric and I, regardless if I beat Eric or Eric beats me, if we both lose to you guys, both of us have to do the punishment. And Eric, what is the punishment?
Oh boy, it's a fun one. We are going to have to run around the block in a swimsuit.
In Wisconsin, by the way.
We do live in Wisconsin.
There's snow on the ground right now.
Yes, there is. That is also followed by, or preceded by...
Just the swimsuit, by the way.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Well, you get shoes.
Yeah, you get shoes. You're allowed shoes. So we don't freeze our feet.
Right. That is either preceded or followed by a snow angel.
Yes. And that'll be up to the person doing it if they want to do it before the run or after. And for those of you who know with my torn meniscus, it's just going to suck extra hard for me, isn't it? So this is the one I'm probably going to lose. That being said, we are almost ready to get going, I think. I don't know if there's anything else we need to explain. Yeah. We also have – we do have a way to get out of – one of us could potentially get out of.
Yes.
If we lose to you guys get more points than either one of our lists get. we have the final bet, which is where Eric and I will each, you know, kind of like jot down a game so we have it written down so we can't just change our mind when someone says the other one. Heck, maybe we'll blurt it out at the same time even, yeah. Just so we know no one's cheating.
Yeah.
And we will be writing down a game we think will be revealed at the Game Awards that is not previously announced or known about. Okay? So, example, Bayonetta 3 would not count because that was announced last year at the Game Awards. So we already know that game exists. We already know that Metroid Prime 4 exists, right? So, like, those games are priorly announced. We cannot say those because that would not count. Has to be a game that we don't even know is being made in the moment. So, and if one of us happens to get that way out of left field bet correct, that only comes into play if you guys beat us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you beat us, then that is our only way to get out of both of us losing is if one of us got that random bet right. And just so you know, I don't think any of us have ever gotten the random bet right.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is if we both lose, I can get that right. So Eric only has to do it,
yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
So does that make sense to everyone? So just to recap it quick, 30. There's
also,
30.
I'm also going to throw in that if you guys do end up, your guys' vote does end up in a tie, I think on Wednesday you're going to probably open that up to the between the two or three that are tied.
I doubt there'll be ties. It has to be like literally the exact same amount of points.
No, I get votes. That, but that's still possible. But patrons will decide the.
Oh, yeah, patrons will be the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker.
Yeah, we'll just take it to Patreon to break a tiebreaker. But I'm not worried about that. So just so you guys know, this is the betting special for the Game Awards here at Nintendo Prime. There are 30 categories at the Game Awards. We will be giving our answers for each 30 of them, so we have it on record publicly, not just here in the notebooks, even though we'll probably be referring to the notebooks when we're scoring it. But one of you guys could call us out if for some reason someone tried to cheat and change their answer. It's not going to happen. Basically, when we're done with these, they get set aside, and we basically forget about them until next week.
Right.
That's usually what happens.
Literally.
E3 when we barely remember to bring our bets with us.
Oh, well, and then... Or what's going to happen is we set them aside and then go, where the heck's the damn notebook?
Right. And then you guys on Monday through Wednesday at least, will be able to do a survey that we're going to have down in the description where you guys can vote on your winners from the 30 different categories. And then your winning, you know, the ones that get the most votes in each one of those categories will count for points as well. And we'll see if you guys end up beating us and we both get punished or if it's just Eric versus myself and I win because James got me an extra point.
There you go.
I'm going to win. Actually, I don't know. The last two voting specials came down to, like, the last one.
Yeah.
You remember the last Game Awards?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't find out if I won until the next day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fortnite. PUBG. Thank you, PUBG. PUBG got me the victory the day after. That's what sucked. We were recording the special, and we still didn't know who won.
Right.
Because they were worth multiple points at the time. So it was a two-point question, and Eric was up by one. And if I got that one right...
Mm-hmm.
I would have won, but we didn't know the answer because they didn't announce it until the next day.
Yeah.
So,
and they didn't really announce it. They just kind of
threw it online.
And, yeah.
All right. So without further ado, let's get into the Game Awards betting special. James, what's our first category?
Content Creator of the Year. And the nominees are Dr. Lupo, Ninja, Pokimane, Wily Rex.
Hmm.
Oh, and we gotta do a rock, paper, scissors after this one.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
I went with Ninja.
So did I, actually.
Yeah. Wow. It's the only one I knew on the list, and I know he's massive the past year.
Right.
All right, let's do a rock, paper, scissors, see who gets the first mulligan.
1, 2, 3, shoot? Or?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, shoot. It's just one time, not best of 2 out of 3. So. 1, 2, 3. Crush it! Eric won. He gets the first choice on mulligan if and when he wants to use it.
Yeah.
So now my fate of using mulligans is completely out of my hands. All right, let's go. What's our next category, Mr. James?
best esports moment. Right. And the nominees are C9 comeback win in triple OT versus FaZe, G2 beating RNG, KT versus IG base race, OG's massive upset of LGD, and Sonic Fox side switch against GO1 in DBZ.
Interesting.
I don't know any of these, but yeah.
I don't really watch esports, so.
Yeah. These are just a bunch of nobodies to me, but.
I'm just going to write the game instead of the really long thing because they're all different games. Oh, wait, maybe LOL Worlds might be on their choice.
It is.
But the one I'm using is only on their ones, so. That way I don't have to try to remember it
actually.
All right. Are you good?
Yep, I'm good.
All right. I guess, yeah, I'll go first. Mine was Dota 2 Finals, which was the OG's massive upset of LGD. Okay. Just because I like Dota 2.
Nah, there you go. I went with G2's, I think, upset. No, beating RNG.
G2 beating RNG.
Yep.
Awesome. Surprised you didn't want to pull a mulligan out on that one. Yep. All right, here we go. I just don't want to waste it early.
Right.
Don't want to waste it early.
Right.
What's the next category over there?
All right. Best esports host. Host. Sorry. And the nominees are Alex, Golden Boy, Mendez, Alex Machine, Richardson, Anders Bloom, FX Sodix, Paul Red Eye.
Alright.
Oh man, I really do not watch esports.
I don't either.
Yeah.
At all. Even like when they have announcers for the official Smash Bros. One, I still don't know their names.
Oh, come on. I had this one. They were working.
I know, and then it stopped. It was working fine on the first one. I've had issues ever since. That's why we bought the bracket pens.
Yeah.
I knew. I was thinking. I remember having issues with his E3 pens before.
Yeah, right. All right.
All right. Eric, what's yours?
I went with Anders.
I went with Sajokes or whatever.
Okay.
However you say it. The girl, the female. All right. Next.
All right. Best esports event. Boston 2018, Evo 2018, League of Legends World Championship, Overwatch League Grand Finals, the International 2018. Which will you choose, gamers?
There you go.
I love it. Add a little flavor. Little flavor, God, whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
I got to bring it back with the big watcher on the neck.
Yeah, right?
All right, I'll go first. I went with Evo 2018.
Ah, I went with League of Legends World Championship.
Nice. Yeah, nice choice. I like it. I'm not confident in any of these because I don't watch them.
You can't tell I'm not at least a little bit in the league.
Can't tell that I don't know the Smash Bros. At Evo.
Yeah, there you go.
So Smash Bros. Is coming out the next day. I'm kind of banking on Smash Bros. Fans coming through for me, although it's voted on by a panel as well, not just fans. All right. I definitely don't know any of these.
Yep.
At least I knew those events.
Yeah. All right, next category.
Best esports coach. And the nominees are Boke, Christian, Danny Zonic, Dylan Falco, Jacob, and Janko. I think that's how you say it, Janko?
Yeah.
I mean, fairly
I don't think they're going to get offended if we say it.
Right.
They probably don't even watch our podcast. They should, though.
They should.
Everyone should be watching the Nintendo Prime podcast.
Yeah.
It is the best Nintendo podcast in the world. Come on.
Duh. Yeah, I mean.
MVC ain't got nothing on us.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's true.
The Nintendo Power podcast has nothing on us.
Wait.
Even though it's of like course. Literally by Nintendo.
Yeah.
All right, I guess you go first this time.
Okay. I went with Bach.
Nice. I went with Dylan Falco because hello, Falco.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I never thought of it.
Come on.
I'm going to lose this now.
Don't even know. Don't even know the team's names that they coach, Cloud9, OG. Yeah, yeah. No idea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Falco, baby. I believe in the power
Fnatic,
of Falco.
Yeah, Fnatic is really good.
Okay, I have no idea.
For most stuff.
See, I don't know any of this stuff. See, we both have like little bits of esports knowledge.
Yeah.
Me, I went with the name. I'm like Falco. Gosh, Falcon Lombardi's got to get it done for me.
Yeah, right.
Here we go. What's next?
Best Esports Team. And the nominees are Astralis, and they've been playing CSGO. Cloud9, they've been playing LoL. And Fnatic, LoL. London Spitfire, OWL. OG, Dota 2. I don't know what OWL stands for or LoL, but that's
okay. Who knows?
League of Legends.
Who knows?
LoL is League of Legends.
Isn't it like...
I don't know what OWL is.
Look, think about the last one. There's coaches for esports.
Yeah, I know.
Well, think about it. I mean, it's considered a sport, so why wouldn't there be a coach? Someone's got to make sure you're waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To get back to league.
Yeah, right.
All right. Is it your turn?
Go no, first. Your turn.
My turn?
Yep.
I went with Fnatic because how can I not go with my Coach of the Year candidate, Facco Lombardi, getting it done for Fnatic?
Yeah. I did the same thing. I went with C9.
See? Oh, I see. I don't know how you could go otherwise. Yeah. If that's their Coach of the Year, it's got to be coaching the team of the year. Right.
Right.
Oh.
You'd figure.
Man.
All right.
I swore by now we'd already be out of Mulligan. We don't know anything about esports.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're just screwing me. All right.
Yep.
All right, here we go. I knew it. The Mulligans weren't even going to come to play. What do we got?
No, they will.
Okay. Best esports player presented by Omen by HP.
There you go.
We have Sonic, Fox, McLean.
You're welcome, Omen, for the free advertising.
Tuxedo, Jane, Oka Slander.
This is the best player.
Sander, no. I think. Sung Hyun.
Just go ahead and if you want, you can just use their
I'm just writing down their
so Sonic, Fox, Taquito, Uzi,
okay.
Simple, or yeah.
Best esports players? Right.
Yes.
Okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I swear to God, one of these days somebody is going to get offended because I can't say a Japanese name correctly.
Yeah. Do you know who you're talking to?
We butcher names all the time.
I can't say like any Japanese names but Shigeru Miyamoto. I'm not even kidding. Ajinoma? Ajinomo? Ajinoma? Well, I got Reggie Fils of A.
Reggie?
He's not Japanese.
Reggie?
Shuntaro Furukawa? I might have got that one too.
You got that one correctly. You got that.
But that one's an easy one. That's why I got it. See, you even know it's correct because it's such an easy one.
Right.
I don't know why Shintaro for no.
There you go.
Shintaro Fari Foxy.
Yes. All yes.
Right. Is it your turn?
Yes, it was. I went with Sonic Fox.
So did I, you bastard.
Dang.
I got to stick. Yeah, one. Yeah. I got my boy Sonic.
Yeah.
And then Fox.
And Fox. Yeah.
I got Falco and Fox on my team.
Oh,
let's
go. Oh boy. Actually, I have a feeling it's something else, but
I just like his look. He had a really cool like little hat on.
God, I almost feel like I kind of want to change that one.
And I think in the finalized version, I might even put up like, the images they put up for each one of our picks.
Yeah.
I think it would look cool. I don't know. Yeah. I honestly don't know what I'm doing with the final edited version.
Yeah.
You guys will be the first to know before I do.
Woo!
All right, next one.
All right, my fellow gamers. The category is Best Esports Game, and the nominees are CSGO, Dota 2, Fortnite, League of Legends, and Overwatch.
The best.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily the most popular, the best.
I bet I can guess what Nate's is. Ooh. I bet I can guess.
I mean, mine shouldn't be that hard to guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
This one.
I go first, I think.
Yeah,
I went Fortnite.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I saw it come.
I know it's really popular and like it's got the most popular streamer, but I don't know that like I don't know too many competitive.
The thing is when it comes to these types of things with the public voting.
Well, yeah, but the public only makes up 10%.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not a popularity contest.
Okay. So then,
basically, they count for like one whole vote.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that possibly would have changed my vote a little bit, but it's fine.
Huh? Gotta have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Gotta know about the Game Awards, man. It was the same thing last year.
There we go. All right. Let's move on.
Ooh, this is going to be tough. Because I probably didn't play it.
All right. Best debut indie game. And the nominees are Donut County, Florence, Moss, The Messenger, Yuku's Island Express. I don't know which one I would pick.
Woo-hoo. You know what? I'm going to go with the mulligan on this one.
You bastard.
Why not? Okay. Okay. So just wait until we...
Yeah. Yeah. So that means he already knows the one he would pick. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right. It would probably help if I wrote mine down.
All right. Yeah, write yours down.
Yes, yes.
All right. Let's have James go first, just so we know we didn't taint him.
Yep.
And this counts for Eric. Yep.
Okay. I chose the messenger.
Okay.
Sweet. All right. So you get the right. So you get two choices on yours.
Yeah, because I went with Moss.
Yep. You went with Moss. I went with the messenger as well. So.
Ooh.
So if James is right, we both get a point.
Yes.
So I kind of don't want him to be right.
Yeah.
Neither one of us get a point. Then again, it's going to be the Moss, and I'm going to be screwed anyways.
All right. So I used one of my mulligans.
Yep. Who, baby? That means the next mulligan's on me, baby.
Yes, it is.
Glad I'm writing down the categories with my picks, since you didn't. So I wouldn't know where your picks go.
No.
I didn't really...
Oh, you don't have to write down anything, James. You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
No, I know. I didn't really play.
You're next, though. What do we got?
I would say Moss, but, you know.
It's already done. That's next category. We're good. You just made it so I can't get a point on Eric on the one no matter what, which makes him happy.
That?
I can't gain on him.
Yeah, there we go.
No matter what.
Okay.
Yeah. So
let's go.
Next category.
Best student game.
Oh.
And the nominees are Combat 2018, Dash Crasher, Jera, Lith, and Charge.
You know, haven't heard of any of these. Unlike last time, I heard of some of those indie games. I haven't heard of these.
In student games, you mean?
Yeah, student games. All right.
Go for it. You got yours?
I'm mulliganing this.
Okay.
James, be sure to pick one out quick.
Okay, Combat 2018.
Combat 2018.
Damn. He just did it to me now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nice. So, Eric obviously has Combat 2018. I went with Lif.
Okay.
Bam.
There you go.
So we just erased each other's
mulligans.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Not necessarily true.
Yeah.
But all right. Oh, now we must be getting to a serious category.
Oh boy. Yeah. There we go.
Oh yeah. We are. Oh snap. Here we go.
All right. Are you fellow gamers excited? Because I know I am. All right. This category is the most gamer category. Best multiplayer game. And the nominees are Call of Duty Black Ops 2. I mean, 4. Oh my god. Destiny 2, Forsaken King.
You're thinking of the last good one.
Monster Hunter World, Sea of Thieves. You can tell I got a little excited.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
Dun 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 dun. Bum 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 bum. Ryan or Mulligan's back on your
side. Yes, I know.
Okay. You can go.
Okay. I went with Monster Hunter Worlds.
Nice. I went with Fortnite.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, though.
Yes.
I gotta say that I don't think Fortnite should qualify for this award.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come out this year.
All
the other games came out this year but this one.
Yeah.
This was a 2017 game.
Yeah.
At least the Fortnite Battle Royale version.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So, sure. If it wins because of popularity, that's fine. It just doesn't... Personally, I disagree that it should be on the list, and that's why it's going to win.
Right. Of course. Yeah, right? Duh.
I mean, I'm picking it because it's free, dog.
Oh, there's that.
I know, but see, you got to remember the panel might not care about that.
Yeah.
Ah, true, true.
Yes.
Mm. Right. What do we have for next category?
Best sports / racing game. And
Madden.
The nominees are
Too bad it's
FIFA 19, Forza Horizon 4, Mario Tennis Aces, NBA 2K19, and Pro Evolution Soccer 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I got two conflicting sports games. I'm hearing a lot of
Yeah, right.
I think I know what the winner is, but I didn't go with it. Ooh. That's what makes me mad, because it's a betting special, and I should go with what I think is going to
win. Yeah,
you'll right, understand my reasoning, though.
Okay, go for it.
And no, it's not because I'm a Nintendo channel.
Okay, go for it.
NBA 2K19, because Giannis is on the cover.
Ah!
I got to give my boy Giannis one vote. One vote, Giannis. You better come through for me, boy, or I'm coming to your house and asking for your autograph.
Right.
Whoa.
I'm coming to your house and shaking your hand.
Yeah. Wait. I'll make you some tacos if you eat tacos. Yeah.
I went with FIFA.
See, I just a note, if I was being like not a homer with Giannis, I wasn't going to Mario Tennis Aces. I don't think I had a shot. I would have went Forza. Forza might be the highest rated game of all the ones on there. But I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't actually don't know any of the review ratings besides Mario Tennis.
Right.
Anyways. All right. Let's go.
All right. Pikachu and Eevee. Best strategy game. And the nominees are The Banner Saga 3, Battle Lech, Frostpunk, Into the Breach, Valkyria Chronicles 4. I do not qualify for this at all.
All right, baby. I feel somewhat confident in this one. Even though I did not play any of these games.
Yeah.
I had a chance to play Valkyrie Chronicles 4, but we never got in the booth.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you download the demo? No. It was on the eShop for a while.
That's actually what
it is on the eShop.
I'm terrible with downloading demos.
That's actually the one I went with.
Okay. So they don't even know what we're talking about.
Wait, yeah, what? What are you talking about?
We didn't say it out loud.
Yeah, the Valkyrie Chronicles 4.
Okay, that's what Eric went. I went Banner Saga. Four. Is it three?
It's three.
Three?
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Three.
You changed to three.
Yes.
Sorry. No. Don't disqualify me. The game doesn't exist.
You went four.
Banner Saga 3.
Is that your new?
That's my final answer.
Game? Is that your new game that's coming out? Banner Saga 4?
No. Damn it.
Come on, mate. Come on. Is it?
That's something I would pull on Eric. So.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. What is this? Okay. I believe this is a Nintendo category? Yep. What do we got next? I'm just going to go best Nintendo game.
Yeah, right.
Rick.
Okay.
All right. What we got, James? What's the next category?
All right. Best family game. And the nominees are Mario Tennis Aces.
Yahoo! Yeah, there you go.
Nintendo Labo, Overcooked 2, Starlink Battle for Atlas, and Super Mario Party.
Oh, I know who they should hire when what's his name wants to retire,
right?
Charles Martinet.
Yeah.
He'll
never want to retire.
I would never want him to retire. I would be sad.
But this might be the only category Nintendo gets a win in.
Why? Because like
they're not nominated for like anything.
90% of it's Nintendo.
Well, most of it's Nintendo, and like they aren't nominated for like hardly any awards this year. So. But they shouldn't be, because they didn't really release very many good games this year.
Oh!
I actually liked a lot of their games, but they weren't good enough to be in like a Game of the Year category.
Yeah. All right.
I guess I'll go first. I went Super Mario Party.
Ah, I went with Overcooked 2.
See, I know how good Overcooked 2 is, and I know how good Starlink Battle for Atlas is, and that's why I don't think they're going to win family games.
Right. That's
my problem is, I think Nintendo Labo might just take it, because people like building.
It's literally
because the media likes building crap out of cardboard.
Right.
To be fair, I thought it was cool. I built the piano. It was fun.
Right, yeah.
But I'm with Super Mario Party. I'm praying that like people like it just more than everything else. I don't know.
All right.
Wasn't sold on this one, that's for sure.
Next category.
All right. Best fighting game. Blaze Blue
Crosstag Battle.
Jesus. God.
I did play the demo for that one.
We do this all the time.
I did play
Dragon Ball FighterZ, Soul Calibur 6, and Street Fighter 5 Arcade Edition.
You know what? I'm going to go with a mulligan on this one.
Oh, you bastard.
So pick one, but don't let us know yet. Hold on. I have to.
I got to make sure Eric's locked in before you answer.
Yeah.
Do 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 People are like, yeah, I see you looking over at his list. I'm like, I already have mine done.
Yeah, right.
Just making sure he's done. All right, yeah, he's done. I'm done. Go ahead, James. What's your pick?
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Perfect. I went with Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle.
Dragon Ball FighterZ. Damn it. One of these times, James won't pick the one that the other person picked.
Right?
One of these times. All right, here we go. I guess that puts it on me for the next mulligan, right?
Yes, it does.
Ooh, what's this category? Oh, baby, this is going to be tough.
Oh, what man. Do we got? The category that I don't qualify in the slightest, but we'll go with it. All right. All right. Best role-playing game. And the nominees are Dragon Quest XI, Monster Hunter World, Ni no Kuni 2? Okay, whatever. Octopath Traveler, Pillars of Eternity.
My bias
two,
wants to
Dead
come in
Fire.
So hard on this.
I know.
But I don't know if that's... I mean, look what's on.
I know.
Man, there's
I
so
know.
Many good games.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to go with a mulligan. Specifically because he doesn't know what he would pick. Don't say it yet, James. Whichever random game you're picking off that list. Hopefully you're reading my wavelengths, James. Get into my brain right now and read the one I want you to pick.
All
right,
I am.
Why I'm wasting my mulligan on a category you have just openly admitted you know nothing about.
All right, well, there we go. Go ahead.
All right, James, what's yours?
Octopath Traveler.
Yes! That was the one I was going to pick, but I went with Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What did you pick?
Monster Hunter World.
Get fucking shat on, Eric.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
One of these times, it'll happen on one of the mulligans, I swear, where someone's going to actually get a true 2-5 advantage.
Yep.
All right,
two,
what do we
two,
got?
One.
Whatever it is.
All right,
please
next category.
Be Octopath.
Yeah, right.
What is it?
All right. Best action adventure game. And the nominees are Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
This is tough. Some of these are up for Game of the Year, too.
I know. Oh, wait. I've used... Because you used two, right? Yep.
Yeah. Now, this category is just for me.
Yeah? 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 Oh. Gosh.
Ooh, who will be the one to go do some snow angels tonight?
Mm-hmm. So we're almost halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're over halfway through. I'm going to go with...
I'm not confident on this one at all. At all.
Okay. I'm good. I'm in.
You're good?
Yep.
All right, you can go first since I revealed
that. I went with Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
God of War.
Ah, there you go. Wow.
James, I really know you want to get your pick out there. Just throw it out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't count for anyone.
God of War.
Yeah! Oh,
you went with God of War?
Nice.
Okay, there you go.
Nice. That gives me a slight vote of confidence, although I'm really not so sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of the games that doesn't win this is going to win Game of the Year. That's my thing.
Right,
so.
Yep. I'm... pretty
I
sure
think,
on that too,
I
yeah.
think, but I don't know. There's yeah. other. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We're not at the Game of the Year yet, so.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
What's next?
All right, let me clear my throat. Best action game. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Dead Cells. Destiny 2 Forsaken. Far Cry 5. And Mega Man 11. Great games all around, honestly.
Yeah, I would say so.
With the exception of one, but I won't say so I don't trigger anyone.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Man.
Oh, God. I like that last one.
You mean the one you really want to win?
Yeah. Right? But have a feeling it's not going to at all.
Hey, you got your mulligans for a reason.
Okay. I'm
you good?
In. Yep.
Okay, he's confident.
Yep.
All right, I went with Dead Cells.
I went with Destiny 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get destroyed on that one.
Probably.
Yeah. Destiny 2 was not very well received.
Yeah, well, all right.
And I don't even know what the review scores are. I just know that nobody talks about Destiny 2.
All right, well, so there you go. Hooray.
Honestly, that might be the one where Black Ops wins.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
I just think the Philip situation brought enough attention to Dead Cells to sway people.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
With a mention of Boomstick Gaming.
Ah, yes.
All right, what do we got next?
Sorry, you cut out.
Next category.
Thank you. All right. Best VR/AR game.
The thing I know nothing about.
Ah, yes. Me neither. And the nominees are Astrobot Rescue.
I already know who I picked.
Saber, Firewall 0 Hour, Moss, and Tetris Effect. What? Tetris Effect? What?
Yeah, that recently came out.
Hmm.
A few weeks back.
Interesting.
Or a month back.
So and Monstars, Inc.
Nice. I'm actually confused. I don't remember Tetris Effect ever coming out.
Well, I mean, you don't play VR games, so why would you know?
Well, true. You it's just, it's a, wait, I'm so confused. It's a VR Tetris game. That's really, what? How do you play Tetris in VR?
Apparently it's really awesome.
Do you grab a hold of the thing and twist it? And
I honestly haven't played it, but people who have said it's pretty good.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
I can go. Sure. Okay, I'm going to go with Beat Saber.
Damn it, so did I, Beat Saber.
Beat Saber.
Yeah, it's only because I see YouTubers do it all the
time. Oh, yeah.
That really, I don't know if that means anything, but people seem to have fun with it.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Next category.
Next up.
All right. Here we go. Best mobile game. We have Donut County, Lawrence, Fortnite, PUBG Mortal, and Rey's Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think I know which one Nate's going to pick, but let's not say it out loud because we don't want to give away his opportunity to win. Now, do we?
Right. You know what? I think I'm going to go with the mulligan on this one.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just wait. Just pick one. Don't say it yet.
I got one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm good.
Funny how you think you know what I'm going to vote.
Go for it.
Get into your vote.
I swear, man. It's Fortnite.
Okay, you went with Fortnite? Perfect. I went with Donut Country.
Oh, snap. We got different this time. I went Florence.
Oh, you didn't go with PUBG?
No, here's the thing. Because I think fans, I think it's going to win the fan vote. PUBG or Fortnite? Probably Fortnite. It's going to win the fan vote. But it only comes for 10%. I think the rest of the panel is going to disqualify Fortnite and PUBG because they are ports to phone. They aren't technically mobile exclusive games.
I get you.
Donut County and Florence.
Right.
And the other one was. But I don't.
That would be Game of Thrones.
I haven't heard of that. The fact that that's a Game of Thrones game I haven't heard of makes me question.
Yeah. You know.
The thing is, I've never heard of Florence.
The thing is,
but I think like it might be one of those like artistic games.
Yeah.
It just feels like an artistic, you know. And they've had like those kind of games win in the past, so I'm hoping.
Right. No, I get you.
It's two against one, so I'm not confident on that category.
Yeah, all you need is the one. So I use three mulligans.
Didn't we already do this one? Oh, no.
Nope.
It's a different category.
It is.
Oh, best debut was the last time.
Yes.
All right, next category.
All right. Best independent game. Ooh, toughie. Okay, the nominees are Celeste, Dead Cells, Into the Breach, Return of Obra Dinn, and The Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Man. I'm caught between two.
Oh, here we go, baby. I'm very nervous on this category. I'm not confident. You know what I'm also not confident? That my camera's running.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
I got it.
Do we know how long that was off for?
Still going. It says 29. Oh, wait, no, it started on again.
Yeah. The only problem is, do we know how much we were missing?
Well, I don't know how long the stream's been on for. Well, probably only a few minutes. So I'll have to plug in from the video.
Okay.
So I'll just plug in a few minutes, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because based on the stream's been up.
Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, well, I don't know when we started.
The stream, the camera's good.
Just got up. So.
Yeah, but that's in here. That's live the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. So when the camera's shut off, I don't know. Yep. It's because I have the headphones on, so I couldn't hear it. Right. I guess the screen going off means it's, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Whatever, I'll plug it in.
Yeah.
I'll make it work. I just made my podcast editing way more difficult, that's all.
Yes, you did.
All right. What do you got?
What
do you got for
Celeste?
Yeah, that's what I went with, too.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
I was torn between that and Messenger.
Nice. Oh, this makes me excited. My Florence game is up in that category.
Yeah.
All right.
Told you it was like an artistic one.
Yeah, right.
I knew it. I never even played it.
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. Next one.
All right. Next category, games for impact. And the nominees are 11-11 Memories Retold, Celeste, Florence, Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, The Missing, J.J. McField, and The Island of Memory. Ooh,
holy cow.
Ooh.
That is
That's quite a title.
It is.
Yeah, very pleasing. Mm.
It is.
Watch, I'm making fun of the game right now. It's like actually secretly just a masterpiece.
Right.
I'm nervous on this one. Nah, am I nervous enough to...
Ooh, are ya?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Eric?
I went with 11-11, Memories Retold.
I went with The Missing, whatever, that really long name.
I
just feel like it's a true story.
Yeah?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Yours might be a true story, too. And I feel like people for games of impact latch onto the true stories.
Right. Right. So. I get you.
We'll see. I haven't played any of them, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me either. Oh, here we go. I'm really glad this category exists, by the way.
Right.
Mm. Next. All right.
Yep.
Best performance. And the nominees are Brian Deckard, Christopher Judge, Famale, Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan, Yuri.
All right. That was kind of interesting.
Yep.
Let's I'll say those again quick for everyone.
Yeah.
We got Brian Deckard, who played Connor in Detroit Become Human. Christopher Judge as Kratos in God of War. Melisanthi Mahut as Cassandra in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2. And Yuri Lowenthal as Peter Parker in Marvel's Spider-Man.
There you go.
Mm. Mm.
All right, I'm good.
Good.
You know, Mulligan.
Okay.
What do we got, James? Pick one.
Christopher Judge.
Okay.
There you go. What did you got? What did you have?
I had Yuri.
Oh, so did I. I had Yuri as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
James, gave me a shot to actually get a point on that one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
So let me mark off my Mulligan here.
What do we got? Each had three?
I have two left. I have two left.
Yep.
All right, next up, what do we got?
Best audio design presented by Dolby. And the nominees are Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, Forza Horizon 4, God of War 4, Marvel Spider-Man
4,
and Red Dead Redemption 4.
24 and a half. 4 divided by 2.
Yes. Very epic. All right. Ooh.
Little honey. All right. Whew. Got it.
4. Yep, I'm good.
So you're up, baby.
Yep. Red Dead 2.
Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, God of War might have a... Actually, even Spider-Man might have a...
Did you guys play Red Dead or
No.
Or
no.
Just watch videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Another big category.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay. Here next category.
Best score / music presented by Spotify, aka just a bunch of ads. But okay. And the nominees are
hey, I want
Celeste,
Pandora.
Yeah.
God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Ni no Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom, Octopath Traveler, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh.
This is a tough one.
I think I'm going to use my mulligan on this one.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Snap.
All right, let me think about soundtracks for a minute here. Okay, so Celeste, God of War, blah, 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 Marvel, Spider-Man. Okay, God of War.
Yeah.
Is that what you wrote down?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Yeah. I was checking to make sure it didn't change. All right.
No, I...
Here's the God of War. So that ended up not helping you. A nice washout on that one. I went with Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
One, I think Octopath Traveler is going to win some award.
Right.
And two, there's a reason I still have the sound selection CD.
Right.
Because the music's phenomenal.
No.
Oh my God. But then again, that's also some bias.
I
haven't heard the sound.
That's what I was hoping James would pick. So
trying to pull what I did last time.
Oh, that's what I've done every time. So, all right, next one.
He's played some of these other games.
I know.
All right.
He might not have the bias that we think he does.
Yeah.
Best art direction. And the nominees are Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Octopath Traveler, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Return of Obra Dinn.
Best art direction. Gosh. This is tough.
You're right.
This is
tough.
Even though I don't think this is actually going to win. But
I got it.
I went with Octopath.
I went with Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because here's the thing. Like my thing, in my honest opinion, Red Dead 2, God of War, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey are basically all the same art style, and Red Dead 2 does it best.
Right.
But Octopath Traveler... Will that 2D HD thing really hit it off with people? Or are people going to go for the true artistic choice, which is Return of Obra?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I'm just going with the one that I know everyone says is the best looking game ever made and hoping that wins. Hoping.
All right.
Okay. Next category.
Oh, boy.
Best narrative. Ooh. And the nominees are Detroit Become Human, God of War, Life is Strange, Before the Storm, Marvel's Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2.
This is a tough one.
Ooh-wee, okay. I played like two of these games.
So I played two, Jack.
Yes, I only played two, man. Sorry.
What do you got?
Sorry.
Oh, I went with Spider-Man.
Yeah. I went with Detroit Become Human.
Dark Horse sleeper on this one.
Yeah, right?
Story is really good.
All right. Next category.
Best Game Direction. And the nominees are A Way Out, Detroit Become Human, God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, I'm going to change that.
Okay. A Way Out. Nope.
He's just like, nope.
Yeah, right.
Is it my turn to mulligan?
Your turn to mulligan. Okay. So, yeah, I used four. You got three. It's great.
Once again, I've only played two of these games.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm good.
A Way Out.
Yep, so did I. A Way Out. My logic behind that, though...
Yeah.
Is I really want that guy to get an award so he can come on and say F the Oscars. I want that guy to win.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to, but I want him to win.
I have a feeling that that guy's not going to win because of that.
But that's what makes gaming different.
I know, right?
We are not the Oscars.
Yeah, right?
We're gaming.
I just want him to come out and say, you know, I'm really appreciative of this award, guys, but fuck you guys. Fuck this shit. Okay?
Yeah, right?
Fuck you. I'm fucking done.
Mic drop.
I mean, he'll come in and praise EA because EA didn't do microtransaction or loot box or anything.
Yeah, right.
They just gave him money and said, make your game.
There you go.
That was their. That was EA's trying to have a goodwill.
Yeah. All right, next category.
Best ongoing game. Oh boy, I know Nate's pick. Destiny 2, Forsaken, Fortnite. I guess I should say it's the second one. Yeah. No Man's Sky, Overwatch, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Ooh.
Ooh, Nate, don't even try to think about it for more than 2 seconds. Come on, we already know the answer.
Do we know? You trying to talk me out?
Are you gonna throw me a curveball?
You trying to talk me out of it?
Oh, we don't know. Am I? Yeah, I only played one of these games, anyways. Well, two of them, actually.
All right, what's yours, bud?
I went with Overwatch.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Ah, there you go.
Ooh, a curveball.
Well, it says best, not most popular.
Yes, he does have a point.
Ah. No point, yeah. Good point.
Oh, are we on the last one?
We are on the last one, are we?
All right.
Really? One,
here's
two?
The big boy.
Hold on, just a second.
11, 12,
13, 14, 15. Time is 8.
All
right.
Yeah, we are. Well, I'm all obviously going to be pulling them all again on this one.
There you go.
Because I might as well.
Can I get a drum roll, please?
Yes, here we go.
All right. The moment you've all been waiting for.
The suspense.
Game of the year. And the nominees are Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead Redemption. Make your choice wisely, or else someone's going to be going in Snow Angels tonight.
Ooh. No, that
will be tonight. We have the results.
Yeah. after the
well, I mean, I guess we could theoretically go in.
Alright, and we both got ours locked?
Yep.
Alright, James, what's your pick? I'm using my mulligan.
Oh, the God of War.
Nice pick.
Probably obvious.
Thank you, my man.
Yep.
I went Red Dead 2.
That did too.
I figured you would. Yep. That's why I'm so glad he picked something else.
Yeah.
Just to give me a chance to get a point over you.
Yeah.
Alright, and this is the point now where we put in our wild, random, whatever, out there pick that could be a potential tiebreaker. Well, not really a tiebreaker, but a get out of jail free card, as we called it, in case you guys, the audience, beat us. Now remember, you guys in the audience can go down to the description once this podcast is live in its fully edited form. There will be a survey down there, and you guys can answer all of these votes all yourself. You can also vote as well at thegameawards.com. You know, go vote and get your user vote in. But you could go vote in the survey on its own for just the Nintendo Prime community. And if you guys beat us, we both get punished unless one of us gets this right.
Yeah.
So, Eric, I know you've been...
No, look. On three?
On the
do you have yours?
Hold on. I was debating between three different ones now.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me think long hard about this.
Because I can't, you know, we don't want to, I'm not going to take one.
I know.
And then
hold on.
Give
me a second. I was actually thinking of one from Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Yeah.
So now I have to, oh man, I can't, that's right. Nope, that one's automatically limited because that one we already know exists.
I'm not sure if mine technically exists or not, but.
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, right.
And I'll tell you, F off.
Yeah,
new
right.
one. Oh man.
Then you might be sitting here for a while.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm having a complete brain fart right now. Complete and utter brain fart. I don't know what's happening with my head right now.
Oh, boy.
Can't be DLC.
I had one then. Before we even started.
I had three, and now I kept thinking two of them I don't think count. The more I think about it.
Yeah? So then go with the third one.
But the third one's not happening.
Well, that's not my fault.
It's just not fine.
I don't really think mine's happening either.
Fine.
Ooh.
Fine.
Okay. James, count it down on three.
Like, okay. On three, we're saying it?
Oh, one, two, three.
Three.
Say it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then so, go ahead, James.
All right. One. Is Nate going to regret this? Maybe. Three. Go, baby!
Star Fox.
Pikmin 4.
Both went Nintendo.
Yeah.
Both went Nintendo. That was actually my other one, but I don't think it's
going to be. Yeah, I know, right?
Star Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at Star Fox because I don't want to get specific.
Yeah. I really want to throw a curveball at this just because I know it's this has no bearing on anything, but it's going to be Pikmin 4 for the 3DS.
Oh, don't do that to me, man. That would be the worst place to announce it to.
I just have that weird feeling. I'm not saying it's true, but I just have that weird feeling that if they did do one, it'd be for the 3DS.
You're hurting my brain.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
You are just making me want to scream.
I'm not saying it's true. That's not part of my bet. Yes, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why. I just had that pop in my head.
I don't know. I better write down my game.
Yeah, right.
So I don't forget.
Right.
Let me go back to the footage, please. All right. Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 89.
Now I pissed everybody
off. The betting special of the Nintendo Prime Podcast. I am so scared I'm losing this that I'm going to be running around in just my drawers, basically. It'll be a swimsuit, but it'll feel like just my drawers because it's so damn cold out. Right? I won't have any balls left by the time I get to the end. And if there are, they'll vanish when I hit the snow. That's for sure.
Yeah, the scariest thing, actually, isn't the fact that you guys are going to possibly lose your testicles. The scariest thing was that Eric dared to even say Pikmin 4 on 3DS. That's the scariest.
I told you, I pissed everybody off there.
I swear, if my sub count goes into the negative on the debut of this podcast, I think an additional punishment's coming Eric Wade. He's not going to know about it. It's just going to happen. Be like, oh, don't worry, Eric. I'll take care of the food for the next podcast.
Yeah, right. Eric deserves to be punished for even making such an assumption like that. Disgusting.
I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying.
See, I'm tempted to pour the soda on his head right now. But I don't want to dirty the shirt he's wearing. Because these are, by the way, brand new merchandise shirts for the Nintendo Prime Podcast. On Monday, there will be merch links in the description as well when this debuts live. Time. Unlike last week when I failed because I'm a failure. Not that any of you want to buy a Nintendo Prime Podcast.
I do have the links up at NintendoPrime.net.
Ooh, that's right. Oh, you can also find us on iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play. This podcast is basically everywhere, baby. Obviously right here on YouTube as well. Those are all those other ones are audio versions except on Nintendo.net, which has the audio and the video and a download link. It's all fly there. That's where we do everything. We also put all those links down in the description as well on the YouTube video. That being said, I want to give one last little dedication and shout out to Martin. Thank you so much for all of your work over the past year, man. I'm really going to miss having you here. I hope everything goes well with you and your family and your search for work after graduating from university. I really hope everything goes well for you because I'm going to definitely miss having my weekends. That's for sure. So thank you so much for giving me my weekends for the past year. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Ninty Prime, and you can follow Eric
at Emo8790.
Boop! And you can follow James. I don't even know. James, you want to be people following you anywhere? Or you just want to be like, no.
Stranger danger. You can follow
Stranger,
me,
danger. Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Yeah, you could follow me on Instagram. It's James_Ernst. And you can follow me on YouTube. I make good content, okay? I swear, guys.
Are you one of those channels that just jacks my videos and throws your logo at the front?
Fuck, he's on to me, guys. We've been fucking.
And then doesn't even bother to remove your intro.
And then somehow the video ends up on my YouTube channel for some reason.
Not even the right playlist.
Thanks, YouTube.
Podcast list.
Thanks, YouTube. Just advertising freely to my fans on a video that I made. They probably won't think anything of it because it's got my voice in it.
Right?
And my editing. Yeah. Just a new intro. Right? There's a new intro. Oh my god. I probably should make a new intro because I feel like my Switch intro, everyone uses that.
Yeah.
I could make the podcast intro for everything. That's so long. It's like a 15-second intro. It's a sick intro, though. And especially with Metroid Prime 4 on the horizon. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Let me tell you, Metroid Prime 4 is not coming to the Game Awards. I'm sorry to crush your guys' dreams.
Yeah.
So it happened.
All right.
Sorry.
It has to.
I want it
if
to.
If it doesn't happen, I'll actually be genuinely upset, actually.
Why? They announced it at E3.
I mean, I just want some at least some concept art or something, you know. Or maybe...
You don't go to the Game Awards with concept art.
Right?
Get out of here.
I know it's a high hopes and very unrealistic.
Intro, everyone uses that.
Yeah.
Podcast intro for everything. That's so long.
What are you doing? What is happening? I think everyone tuned in. And I'll catch you in the next one.